What's up, everybody? Just wanted to let you know that this episode was originally recorded in May of 2020, which now feels like a lifetime ago. We recorded it, and we had a bunch of episodes banked at the time, and so we wanted to save it for a rainy day, and today is that day, so enjoy.
Welcome to Okay Stupid.
The horniest podcast.
The horniest podcast.
And mostly
in Brooklyn.
And in quarantine.
Yeah. We're four fifths in Brooklyn. Hello. How are you?
Harry, talk more.
Hello, everybody. That's the horniest podcast in Brooklyn.
And the horniest guy in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's me. It's me, the horniest guy in Brooklyn.
Oh man!
Just wait till Caroline develops those photos tomorrow.
Yeah,
we had a photo shoot back in January.
Yeah, it had to be. There's February.
Harry had a moment.
Yeah, we got some HDH nudes ready to pop off on the gram.
Like and subscribe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, if we get to what's the number of Instagram subscribers or Instagram followers
before we post your nude?
Yeah, before I drop peace.
335. One away.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Just to get the ball rolling, we gotta create demand.
The ball's rolling. Right.
Hell yes. Yes, balls.
Has everyone been today?
Moments before this, I watched the first episode of the new Jeffrey Epstein doc Netflix.
I'm gonna watch.
It's called Jeffrey Epstein.
Who killed him?
Dirty, filthy money or something. I don't know. It's moving.
Oh, really?
First episode is largely about it has interviews with some of the survivors, but his house is insane. It shows you get to see insane shit in his New York apartment. He had his initials in gold, carved on the side of the door. It's just that ego.
Yeah. I think that I remember people posting pictures of in front of his house.
Dude.
Cause you can tell because of the letter.
I think it's the biggest square footage, private home in New York City.
That seems right. Yeah.
Wow. That's a big title to hold.
Yeah.
And he earned it. Yeah.
Every penny.
Just wild. But I remember everything about finding out when he died, which I'm sure you guys do too. It was kind of around this year.
Really? Already?
Is it really a year ago?
I think kind of, because I remember it broke in the morning and I woke Catherine up with the news.
Oh my gosh.
A horrible way to wake someone up.
He died at the beginning of quarantine.
Oh, shit. He didn't even last.
Yeah. I personally just made a shandy from scratch. Not the beer, the I guess, but I brewed some
alcohol.
Shandy is lemonade and beer. And I'm homemade lemonade.
Oh.
And I mix it with beer. And I put in a little lavender and a little rose.
Wow.
Wow. Sounds a lot like the Pi Phi pink panty dropper that I had one time in college.
That's what they called it.
The one time I was invited to a Greek party.
It was the punch. Pi Phi punch. Pi Phi pink panty dropper.
Oh yeah, it was called Pi Phi Pi.
I don't know where you came up with it.
But it's also called panty dropper.
Oh, okay. I mean, yours is definitely better.
Well, should we, Harry, do you have anything to, what have you been up to? Give us a sound bite.
keeping the intern busy.
And then we'll bring our guests.
Yeah, I've been keeping my intern busy. Honestly, nothing. It feels like truly nothing has gone on. I made some good pasta recently.
Oh, when? You should make your intern Marie Kondo your whole closet.
Just come up. I have like 4 hours of total work to do, and I delegate like 2.5 of it to to him. Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, let's bring in our guests.
Woo. Absolutely.
Okay, please welcome to the pod, Alex and Clark.
Woo!
Hi.
Oh, and they are a couple for people who can't see them snuggled up on the Zoom. And we're going to find out what the hell they've been up to.
Yeah, I know Alex. I mean, I know Clark. I don't know Alex yet. I know Clark, I guess from a friend of a friend, but it's there's still a lot of mystery. Like, I don't know much. So I'm excited to see where this pod goes.
So I guess
you're a couple of mistakes
over
here. You're gonna learn everything.
If you guys could, oh sorry. If you guys want to introduce each other, we'd love to hear, an overview from one another.
Who you are, what you do.
Yeah.
What are your passions?
Sure. We'll introduce each other, right? Yeah, cool. This is Clark. Clark's my partner. He's my boyfriend. He is a person who works at LGBTQ rights advocacy organization.
He does meaningful really cool work.
super meaningful work. He is low key like a kind of an accidental Instagram influencer, like in.
He just stumbled into it.
He's a great listener, and we share a lot of tastes in sounds and of many kinds. And he's my couch partner right now, and for a lot of the time right now, quite a lot of the time.
Thank you. I've trained you well on saying what I do for a living, because it is.
I don't think I did all that well, but
you didn't. But it's fine.
You're a rights person.
Yeah, I'm a rights person. I do rights.
You need rights. He's the guy. That's me.
Get your rights. Yeah. Okay. If only it were that easy.
Oh yeah. Truly. It's so hard. So this is Alex, partner, boyf. Man of the hour. He is a sound whiz and a musician. Before quarantine, primarily doing live sound at sick rock shows at venues you probably go to frequently in this city. And now he's mostly just been playing a lot of Bach on the guitar. He always goes to bed later than me with the help of ASMR. He's the goofiest person I have ever met in my life. The first person to match mine. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I'm melting.
Yeah.
You guys nailed
that. He's not all that goofy, but he's goofy enough.
Well, if you could bring out the goofy, that's the sweet spot.
Yeah,
it's like the Goofy movie up here.
How did you guys meet?
One or two.
We met at a rock show.
Oh my God.
I went to music college in the city, and my friends were having a house show, and he was like inexplicably there.
I knew one of the bands that was playing and somehow got this address. I didn't know a single person there, just showed up.
That's so cool.
By myself. And I walked over to the one person that I knew was there, and he was talking to Alex. And I had split up with somebody that I was like vaguely dating a couple weeks prior. And the first thing the person that I knew did was ask me how the guy I was dating was. And I was like, well, I'm single now. And I looked around. Alex. And then we just spent basically the rest of the night hanging out there and talking.
For in my recollection, everything's spot on so far, by the way. I'm not disputing anything. I just like can't ever forget how the person asked you how you were doing, and you responded with this like weirdly concise answer that was like brimming with just the level of confidence was like nothing I've ever seen before.
You walked into the party not knowing anyone.
Cool, I know your entire vibe right now, and
it really was. I like got to the party and I didn't know a single person. I was like, hey, yeah, I'm fucking great, so stoked to be here. Anybody. Music. Like, that was the vibe. That
how long ago was that?
Almost 3 years
wow.
ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you, have you been together for yeah. just like a little under, or did you start dating immediately?
Pretty immediately. As per some classic New York City 20 somethings, we obviously hooked up that night. And
hell yeah.
I didn't. Awkward. He like said he'd buy me coffee but left his wallet at home, and then like dropped me off on the wrong side of the street to get onto the train where I needed to go, and I like assumed that he wouldn't call me, and then you texted and were like, I have tickets to go and see this like really fancy like jazz show in Manhattan. And wow. Do you want to come with me? And I was like, oh shit, okay. So that was our first like real date.
That's such
and a good first date.
Yeah, that's
like yeah, a it really was.
Anniversary level date.
I don't have any like real, I've never had a real desire to like treat, I want to like treat my friends every once in a while, but I don't want to like take someone out on the town and like spend a bunch of money on a person. But that was an expensive show. My friend and I bought tickets and my friend couldn't go. And you got like, I think you got like an $80 wow. ticket.
Yeah, lucky.
Yeah, that's like an adult fucking date.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah. And the whole night was super fun, even though we were in this like really fancy place. We were just like laughing the whole time. And I had the weird assumption that like we would go home together that night too. And your stop on the train was before mine. And you literally, like, there was no conversation. You were just like, all right, good night. And like kissing me off the train. And I was like, oh, like that was a date, like a yeah. real date. Like yeah. not like a fake date.
I like
for
to leave
people
them.
Who are like trying to fuck. Like that was like a date.
I like to leave them.
Well, sounds like a date from a movie.
Alex, was there some strategy yeah. around that? Were you like, I'm going to do the smooch and leave the train?
I think I was actively thinking that I had been picking up too much in my life in general. And I liked where this was going, and I wanted to attempt to have a slow moment.
It was a good call.
Seems yeah. like you played your cards
and,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I count our like technical anniversary day from like the day we met at that rock show, because I can't really remember when the actual conversation of like, so we're not seeing other, I don't remember really when
yeah, there's
the
like,
day that happened.
There's like an archived Facebook event for our first
meeting. Oh yeah. Because it like was a Facebook event for the rock show. So like, we were trying to figure out what day we met. This was like 6 months into our relationship, and I was like, we should look on Facebook and find the event. And that is what we did.
It's Mark Zuckerberg's
that's how
dream.
We know.
Oh my god, it is. That's actually the only way he knows how to get off.
You guys could never go Facebook official. It would give him, you would come too hard.
haven't. We won't.
Can you imagine doing that now? That'd be so psychotic.
3 years in.
Yeah. Well, during that now.
It would read as a cry for help.
My mark is like at 5 years, you put it on Facebook and then you like date it, you know, back 5 years. And people are like, what?
Yeah, that is a power move.
Yeah. Wait. Does Facebook own Tinder?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God, what?
Really?
It does. It's just a, like sort of a gut like assumption, but.
I feel like it started as, you know, a way to rank the hotness of girls. So.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook owns Instagram.
That's true. Crazy. I mean, if they don't own it now, it's definitely in their sights.
Got their eyes on the prize.
Yeah, Tinder's office is right across from my sister's apartment in LA. And
I've never thought of them having an office. Be a thing,
I'd get the geotag for Tinder.
So what is your guys' quarantine situation been like?
Well, we live in a small one-bedroom apartment.
You'd live together before quarantine. Yeah. Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah. We actually, like May 1st was 1 year in this apartment together.
Happy anniversary.
thanks. It's been cramped, but like funny.
Well, okay. So, we have a slight, a large ease to this cramp situation, which is that, like not immediately, but like for the most part during this whole thing, I've been sneaking off to my parents' basement in Westchester to have like 6 hour, 8 hour days where I just like sit there and play guitar or like do whatever. Rather than try to share the space doing that while he's doing his remote work.
This was a pretty early thing that needed to like be discussed because I was like, I'm going to be like on video conferences, working. There's no like little office nook in our apartment. I'm going to be like on the couch working.
Yeah, it
from
was
like
not...
9 to 5. So
this apartment was perfect until we needed to start thinking of it as a place where two people live 24 hours a day.
Like work is at odds.
Yeah.
Well, and
it really is.
Prior to this, our schedules were kind of inverse because I worked days and he worked nights. And so like we actually got like a solid amount of like alone time and space in the apartment and never felt too cramped. And now it's like, until this happened, there has never been a moment where I have felt like in the whole past year he's in the bathroom but I have to use the bathroom until quarantine.
That's impressive.
So yeah,
that is so funny.
But nights are nice though, and we're always both here together on the weekends.
Yeah, whole weekend days and like this the whole like maybe like 4 or 5 hours of each night we're just hanging out, and like first thing in the morning too.
The mornings are super fun because I'm already technically working, and most mornings I'm like on a video call in the morning and he will walk out of the bedroom ass naked, pour himself coffee, and I'm just like tilting my computer so that nobody I work with sees any part of any of that.
But it's exhilarating. And
I keep accidentally burping when my girlfriend is on with her boss.
Well, there was a time, this was like 2 weeks ago, when I had like just unmuted myself to talk and you just ripped it.
Is classic.
There was like a moment and nobody acknowledged it and I just kept talking.
But you guys can edit that out, podcast.
I wonder if like the Zoom registers the sound of a fart. Like, you know, when you have it in the view where it like only shows you who's speaking.
Oh, it like brings it you to center.
it actually, there's a subtitle.
That is hilarious. So I imagine you've learned quite a few things about each other. I mean, but you've been together for so long before. Has there been anything especially crazy or gross or endearing that's come up during quarantine?
I don't know. Well, you know.
It's mostly the stuff a little bit, but didn't like actually bother me that now I see so much more regularly that actually do bother me now. It's really like little dumb stuff that is like fully not my problem and doesn't affect me at all for the most part, but it still bothers me.
And like would ordinarily never be an issue.
Well, like, yeah. What are you talking about, babe?
Well, darling. So the fact that you never dry yourself before leaving the bathroom after a shower, the way that you do the dishes.
Catherine air dries too. It's crazy. It's insane.
I hate air drying.
And then she wants to like cuddle and I, yeah.
What's the difference? Are you, Alex, you're not getting out of the shower, no towel.
No. Okay. No. I did a lot of air drying growing. I really would just like throw a towel on, but really like not make any effort to not be dripping water. It's more like an edited version now where I do a little wiping on like the important extra drippy places.
You do the face though? Catherine doesn't do the face.
Sure. I do the
hair. It's insane.
Really. I just do the hair and like the inside, the sort of pseudo orifices, yeah, like the armpits and whatnot.
but you still get water everywhere.
I don't know that I do. Maybe I get I think I get things damp. I think that's where we're at.
Yes, and you know what? That bothers me more than getting like something like soaked is that it's damp and there's nothing to do. I can't dry it. It's damp now.
Well, the thing you know about air drying?
The Dyson method.
Yeah. And then I guess the one thing that I actually have learned about you is that when you're bored, you want to fix stuff. And sometimes it's stuff that like really doesn't need fixing. Like a couple weeks ago when you just like took apart the receiver because like one knob that we don't use doesn't work or something like that. And you spent like an hour like on the floor with this machine open, like with screwdrivers, and the cat was like climbing around, and like it didn't need to be done, but you had to do it anyway. And I was trying to watch TV, and this was happening like directly in front of the television.
So what? Everybody loves scratchy pots. I'm like the only one who wants clean pots.
Does the knob work?
I just had to do a little deoxidizing. It was a long way.
I'm with Alex. I in quarantine, I have like, I hung up a TV, like I mounted my TV that's in my room that I never ever watch.
For like, you mounted it? That was just like leased the wall forever.
Yeah. I just needed a project. I needed
I haven't been able to brag to many people about this. A lot of the time I'll have friends and bands over in my parents' basement and do little recordings, but no one's seeing that place for a long time. My like major, and I also wasn't getting my unemployment for like the longest time. So I really like didn't, I was imagining that I had $0 to spend.
Totally.
So I was doing all these DIY projects. Like I built panels, acoustic panels. I built myself a rack that you put things in. I did like a bunch of fucking nonsense. So much time.
It's important.
I think I spent like 2 weeks doing DIY projects, like in total, collective 2 weeks.
You also spent like multiple different days like waxing and shining your guitar. It's just like little stuff like that that I never was like privy to before that now I'm like seeing in full throttle. Like when he's bored, this is what happens. But yeah, I've never really seen you quite that bored.
Sounds
before.
Pretty productive to me for boredom.
And thank you for the opportunity. for that. I would appreciate a small round of applause.
Like, my dad is bored, but all he's doing is just like moving the flowers around the garden. Like every day he moves them and replants them. And it's like a lot of work. Oh,
yeah, we've been rearranging the furniture and the plants, the potted plants.
Mm. Well, it's like especially rewarding to do things that you wouldn't normally ever do, right? So like it's not like maybe it's not like the most important things you have to do, but it's the things that you'll never get a chance to do again.
Yeah, I'm thinking of cleaning my
like
grinder,
shining my guitar for 2 hours.
I know the shining of the guitar was like very, very, it very much happened, and it was for a very long time.
Like 3 years ago, I put the wrong polish on a guitar, and it's been cloudy ever since. And the only thing to do is just scrub it for like 3 days. That's how you get it off.
Oh,
now's the time.
Yeah, perfect time.
Do I even have anything that you've been like, holy shit, I can't believe Clark does that?
I'm seeing all like the daytime Instagramming in real life. There's a lot of time that goes into it. I mean, you're prolific on Instagram. I don't think you're like trying too hard or something, but it is like it's a strong habit. And I don't like identify with it super a lot. Like I'm very inactive on social media, but like, I don't know, every time I see it, it's like it's a little weird to me.
That's valid. I do most of my social media-ing in like the...
Can't get your attention. Yeah. I can't get your attention when you're doing it.
Oh yeah. I am like so zoomed in when I am doing something. That's something I feel like you have seen more of is like, you'll try to get my attention while I'm working or while I'm doing something. And I literally just won't respond. And it's not because I'm an asshole. It's because I'm focused.
In the zone.
Yeah, you're dialed in. You're dialed in at your job. I didn't know that. It's not like a huge shock, but...
Yeah, like when I'm at work, I like really am at work and I don't let myself get distracted because if I did, then the times when I like reward myself for working a lot would not mean anything. So I'll like work without any distractions or doing anything else for like 4 hours and then I'll let myself take a break. But if during those 4 hours, Alex comes up to me and is like, do you want anything? Like, can we hang out? I'm trying to do this song for us. I have no patience. I'm like that, no, too. I'm working.
I get really snappy.
It's snappy. And you've also seen the reactions to what you do that I find annoying, which you have not seen before.
Yeah, I think like overall, I've been thinking like overall, all this stuff just is happening at such a more accelerated rate. Like these are the types of things that are just innate into a relationship, and like, I don't know, and maybe every time we deal with something and get through it, it's like a scout badge.
Yeah, for real, though.
I love that.
Hatchet.
But we're just burning through them now.
I want like boy.
Yeah, that's a really cute idea. You guys should make that DIY.
And, like project. The scout, like, oh yeah.
No, it's true.
That.
It's such a stress test.
A star chart.
If you're like, if you're,
there's like tests of endurance, tests of compassion. They are like too real.
Yet another
started a conflict.
This is yet another okay stupid startup idea from our incubator. Yeah.
We could be making millions, but instead we're making art.
Yeah. Priceless.
Yeah.
What does the podcast world think about a tiny bit?
Oh, good.
Go for it.
10 seconds.
Do it, please.
I'm gonna mute it because I also
double
have to
bathroom.
Go. This is gonna be like a perfect twice in a row.
Wow. Well, what do you guys think so far?
Oh my God, I'm having so much fun.
Free brought me a little lit joint and a little ashtray.
I heard your little cough.
Yeah, sorry, it wasn't so little.
Should we bring my...
Catherine is making brownies, so she keeps coming through too.
Fun. That sounds so yummy.
Maybe I'll take a bong hit.
Why not?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, Stupid After Dark.
Tough week. Yeah.
We can bring in our intern.
Yeah, can you send the intern over with a lighter?
Oh, Alex is back.
Oh, Alex. All right. Now, any shit you want to talk about Clark now that
yeah,
nobody's
yeah.
listening?
Spill the real secrets.
Yeah. We've used the bathroom consecutively enough times where I've discovered that he always wants to pee on my pee. Not like it's not a thing that he wants. Like it's not like a fetish or something. It's just like, why did you flush? I'm about to pee.
No, we do that for sure.
Okay. To be fair,
you want to save the
fish. This is about saving water. Like, why would you flush twice?
We do that too.
If, like, you're going to.
I let it go all night.
Later, oh, yo, keep it.
Well,
leave it.
You flush right away, then by the time I'm done peeing, it's still running and I can't flush yet.
Yeah, the refractory.
Okay, but how many, okay, you know, slippery slope. How many peas? Why don't we just never flush?
I'm saying it's basic cordial behavior. I learned it in public.
I've never flushed a toilet in my life.
That's what apparently my ex said when he moved into his new apartment with friends. He went, "Hey, cool if we keep the yellow mellow."
Oh, no.
When we all moved in,
the red, black.
Not like forever. Like it's one or two peas, three, four, and five. But come on.
The logistics of this are just blowing my mind. Like, what do you have to keep like a system? You have like an abacus.
Just use the nose, baby. I can smell a pee within like 15 minutes of its, like, if you give me a whiff of pee, I can tell you within 15 minutes of accuracy when it was peed.
Well, only if they like drink coffee, right?
Harry Crimson does sound like mm-hmm. the name of a detective.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pee detective.
There used to be a little sticky note by Harry's toilet paper roll in the bathroom. Oh. And I still don't know what it was, but it was all the names of the roommates and a few tally marks.
And it was just I was the only one with tally marks.
But it's inexplicable. Don't want to.
That's so funny to not know what it was for. I can tell you in the future if you ever want to know. Should we ask the next question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Well, we kind of talked about this, so maybe, well, you go ahead.
Yeah.
Did you have one of mine?
Yeah. Oh, go. Well, I was going to ask if you guys, I was going to ask what your stupidest fight has been about. And like, I feel like we got a little summary of that, but if there's one that's like really out there, stupid that you fought about it, sometimes they're fun to hear about.
I block them all out.
You know, is I have a vivid memory of a really intense argument that we had maybe like a week or two ago, and I can't remember what it was about because it was that stupid. And that is the beauty of stupid fights, is I remember the act of fighting, but I don't remember what it was about.
Exactly.
I had that experience with this time recently too, where we were like, oh yeah, we were in a huge fight that night, and then neither of us could remember even a little, even genre, what it was about.
I can't, not even like a general scope.
Yeah.
It's just a like totally blank.
I don't remember.
Fuck.
You know what? We probably have never fought. That's probably what happened.
Somebody unearths the memories, and you guys are just like happily chatting the whole time. There's no conflict at all. Sorry, Cobb.
Staring lovingly into his eyes.
Yeah.
Well, I just feel like at a certain point, I start itching for conflict, you know? Like, I'm looking for something to pick, especially in quarantine.
How often
you just
you
get
kind of
bored, and you, like, want that chaos. Maybe, like, once every couple weeks. If like we don't disagree that often, so it's, like, usually pretty smooth. So then I think we both get a little, like, let's start picking fights. Let's find the flaws.
I don't know, like, maybe sharing food is kind of hard, and, like, we fought over a bagel probably last week.
Oh, that was...
But that wasn't, like, a much of a blowout.
It wasn't a blowout, but I got really mad. I bought a thing of bagels, and I hadn't had a single one in, like, a couple, like,
a couple days went by. I bought them over the weekend. They were my like weekday breakfast plan. And Alex ate half the bag of bagels. And when he was pulling out a bagel, I was like, are you?
Oh no, did we lose him?
Those are my bagels. I plan to eat them during the week. And you've eaten like half the fucking bag. Like, put it back.
Put it back.
And you're like, no, I like the bagels. And I was like, please put the bagel back. And you're like, no. And you put it in the toaster and you made it anyway. And I like gave you the silent treatment for maybe 5 minutes. And then I stopped.
That sounds about right for week 11.
Did you guys split the bagel?
No, he ate the whole fucking thing.
Alex, what was your defense?
I guess I'm just a monster.
How did you justify it?
I was born this way.
No, the justification was I really love these bagels.
You needed it.
And also, like, I could definitely get you more. Like, that's like not impossible.
What kind of bagels were they?
They're just
literally just like plain Thomas brand bagels. Like, it was nothing expensive or not. It was just like regular, like the most low grade bagels.
Thomas bagels so are good. Insane though.
They are really
good. I've only had the really good. Oh, the English dude, one. You gotta so try.
And why I'm cherishing yeah. those bagels.
How often do you guys go to the store? Is it like a, I don't know what it's like in New York right now. Has it become less scary or?
On like a bad run, it's like once a week, but it's usually like every 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Or like every like 10.
How do you guys carry it all? We keep trying to last longer than a week and we run out of food every time.
I run out of the food I want to be eating after about a week.
Right.
And those are the times where if I'm like feeling really shitty, I'm just like, I'm going to go to the store. I don't care.
I'm also getting 2 meals a day, 5 days a week, or like roughly from my parents, like delivery service from the upstairs to the downstairs.
That contactless delivery.
You are not a breakfast eater, really. You like breakfast.
Oh my God, guys.
You don't.
Guys. Dunkin' Donuts open back up.
Are
today.
You serious?
I got a. It's there's more than there's three of them on the highway route between here and my parents' house, and okay. I got a
probably mother a fucking too.
Sausage egg and cheese drive through fucking sausage egg and cheese. Ooh. Oh my God!
I got a text about it. That's how exciting.
Really good.
It was the first food. That I or somebody else close to me didn't yeah. prepare in like months.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know,
because in pretty much in California,
oh, we lost Cobb.
And everyone has cars, so we've been doing drive-throughs, and I can't imagine. Hero salute.
Yeah. Yeah, we've delivered like we've gotten delivery like 3 times or something, but yeah. I don't know why we haven't done it more. But it's kind of sketchy.
You can't
maybe.
Get it from food.
It's not even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just expensive.
It's less that it's sketchy and more that I like the whole first month, we didn't order any food out at all. And it was almost like a challenge with myself where I was like, I'm going to cook every meal every day for this whole thing. And then I like gave up like a couple times, but I'm still on a pretty good track.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I guess it feels like.
What's the best thing you guys have chefed up?
Chefed up.
Ooh, you've made some really good stir fries.
Made some good stir fries. I made like a balsamic honey pork chops.
Oh shit!
Not that long ago, which were really fucking good. I do a lot of like rice beans chicken sort of stuff.
A little bit of cakes, a couple cakes.
I've made a couple cakes.
Oh, yes.
My personal favorite are the fancy breakfasts. I'll make like a huge batch of pancakes. Ooh. I'll make like 30 pancakes so that they last a couple days and like an omelet and a bunch of bacon, and I just eat pancakes all day.
That sounds how do you reheat them the next day? Microwave. I've always wondered the best way to do it. Ooh, I always wonder.
I mean, yeah. I eat them cold for sure.
Oh, I just okay. like you hold it in your hand. I eat it dry and cold. Just
okay. So it's not like a reheat experience. It's like a yummy snack.
I guess you could.
Dream big. No, I just want to know what's normal.
But we haven't actually cooked up a lot of like interesting stuff because it's a little hard to get our hands on interesting ingredients. Yeah. Even just like meat dinners are like kind of hard to do. I don't love freezing meats and stuff. And it's like, you know, I'm used to having the impulse to have like a steak or something and just walking to the shop and getting
it. Right.
But no.
I do feel like they're a lot less crowded than they were when it started, when everyone thought they had to stock up for the whole time. Like they're pretty empty Definitely. Now if you go during the week.
Yeah, and I found like the best time to go is like not quite when they're about to close, but like a little bit before, mm-hmm. like around 5. People were saying like everybody should go in the morning before the rush happens, and everybody went right. in the morning. So then the morning is actually the rush. And sometimes I'll like use my lunch break quote, to go grocery shopping.
Yeah. It's funny how predictable people are about stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you take a lunch break? Do you go like on D&D or
no,
something?
No, and it was so bad too, because a lot of stores were doing. Dungeons and Dragons.
When I go, yeah, that's what he said. I don't play Dungeons and Dragons. I don't play
D&D. Oh. Like, do not disturb.
No. I don't accept that. neither. I just like normally it's a quick switch from my computer to my phone.
Yeah, and hope they don't notice.
Yeah. Like turn off my Slack notifications for half an hour or something.
Yeah, that was a real moment where I thought Clark was going to admit to playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I learned the expression D&D from another person, mm-hmm. by the way. Like, I didn't come
I've called it that.
Yeah. Caroline, right? Caroline's part.
I can't go on Do Not Disturb because if for some reason I do get a message that's like, Clark, are you available for a call right now? And I'm like eating a cold pancake, I need to stop and hop on the call.
You know, somebody cares about their work when they're like, oh no, I don't want to miss the call. I remember whenever I worked from home, I'd be like, I would miss 3 calls, wait 20 minutes and be like, oh, sorry, I was eating lunch.
I love my job so much. It shows. Mad and I look what I do.
It's so impressive.
I've never cared about an employer.
I know.
I would like to someday.
How can I lie to them the best?
I used to like call my boss in when I was an assistant. I would like call her into the, it would be like a line everyone would dial into. And I would call her in like 1 minute before the call started instead of like 5. And she would already be on. And I would hear her talking shit about me to the other people on the call. She'd be like, my assistant didn't call me in. And I'd be like, hi, Rachel. Sounds like you already got on the call. Good time. So I'm glad you have a healthy working relationship.
That's horrible.
It was the worst year of my life.
The only work communications I've had lately are like, do you need some of our GoFundMe money or whatever? Because if not, like, say no.
Yeah, what is the future of live music right now? When are we going to be able to go to a concert again? Also do stand up, etc.
Yeah.
I'm never going to go to a concert again. That's for damn sure.
We've been talking about this. You really feel like it's going to be forever. I mean, it's probably going to be like the last phase of stuff that is allowed, so it could be like a really long time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just think it's like the thing, like my prudent state of mind right now is that I should maybe be on the job
line. Yeah.
So I'm not like, you know, I'm not like, oh, I hope they open sooner rather than later. I'm just like,
yeah,
blah,
for sure.
I keep forgetting that the employment unemployment won't last forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, good for a while. I appreciate what I'm getting, yeah, right now.
Definitely
a little stimulus.
And technically, you're making more, as much if not more than I make on unemployment, on my like salaried, like
that's what I've been hearing from a lot of friends, is that I'm making more than them at their like real good jobs from my unemployment. I kind of feel
definitely
bad.
Made more than my last job.
Yeah,
which just goes to show how underpaid.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like a job, though. It's kind of like a job. It took me like a month of pretty much daily efforts to figure out.
It is a full time job to get unemployment. I probably spent 30 hours applying.
Caroline called over 1,000 times. She like sent me a screenshot.
You know, I didn't call once.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I did.
That's what I
did. But I did draft it. I drafted an 80-page summary of my income that I sent to them. And only then is when it worked out.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
That's true. I can support this is not like a hyperbolic statement.
That's fucking wild.
I mean, the hyperbole is
maybe 60 instead of 80.
It was a one page summary, but it was like 80 pages of like PayPal and Venmo receipts.
Oh my wow.
Gosh.
Like how I'm having all that money for it.
Sounds like a project.
DIY.
That was a DIY project that you spent a long time doing, and you were so proud of yourself when you finished, and I was just like, cool.
It was kind of interesting because at the end of it, I understood like everything about all the money coming in and out of my life.
Valuable.
Watershed moment.
I declared business expenses. I declared business expenses. like for freelance recording.
I'm like pretty sure that I'm gonna get fined by the government in like 2 years.
Look, I have a home office, and it's a home office. And I write I write it off on my taxes. It's where I write my damn jokes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's called my bed.
and they can't get us all anyway, right? Like it's like Storm Area 51. Oh,
this year is a wash.
Oh God! Yeah.
How did Jeffrey Epstein make his money?
No,
I've just been thinking.
Alex,
really?
Depends who you ask,
right?
My theory is that.
Maybe we don't want to talk about this. I kind of thought he was like an above board moneymaker and he did weird shit on his private time. But is that not
true?
No,
definitely. I think he got his money from powerful people because he was able to like serve their predilections.
Okay.
It definitely just like financial.
Wow, that literally never occurred to me.
He was a financial planner, but there's only one person who's gone on the record and said,
"Yeah, Leslie Wexner, who like owns Victoria's Secret." I know way too much. I hate myself.
I'm with No Cob. I'm whatever hole you're in. I'm fucking right there with you.
Okay, cool. We'll text privately after.
Yeah.
Wait, put me in the group.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah. Okay, they'll just be the normal group chat.
Yeah.
My favorite one.
So he's a dentist, huh? If I had a dentist, that would be his name. Not anymore, but that sounds like the name of a dentist.
For Epstein, DDS.
It is an extremely normal sounding name for such a horrible guy.
Dr. Epstein.
Yeah, oh my God.
Okay, I feel like because I promoted that, I also have to promote this other show I've been watching on HBO called We're Here. It's like Queer Eye, but with a much higher budget.
Really?
Yeah,
heard that.
They send three drag queens to like these podunk Trump towns, and they put on a drag show with three citizens. They have an emotional journey.
Wow.
That awakens them to the power of queer.
Took the concept and heightened it. Somebody put the UCB in class. Like, better.
Yeah. I love these ideas about if you sent five lesbians instead of five gay men, it would just be like a revolution. It would not be a makeover. It would be like, these are the toxic people in your life. Yeah. Here's who I get rid of them. Like,
as a lesbian, I will nominate other lesbians to take this project on. I would make them worse. What are you? Are you guys watching anything new or exciting?
I watched Tiger King when it came out, but I couldn't get him to try. Which is probably good because, like, your instinct was right. Like, you were like, I don't want to see, like, tigers being brutalized.
I won't watch it. I refuse. I'm never going to watch
it. Because it was, like, hot the first week of quarantine, everyone just had, like, if it had dropped at a different time, it wouldn't have happened.
I think that Netflix knew what the market they had, and they dropped so much money into making memes of it. And, like,
well, you're expecting to share the, like, guilty pleasure show that we've watched multiple seasons of over the past, like, month or two.
Yes.
New Girl.
Which one
New
is
Girl?
It? Oh. New Girl. We
watched so much New Girl.
Did you start from the beginning?
Like, good.
Like, five seasons of New Girl.
How many episodes are there per season?
I don't remember any of it.
I don't either.
It's a good sitcom, actually. I watched it when it first came out with my family, then stopped. And then my college boyfriend was obsessed with it. And I was like, why the fuck? Because they kind of made it about the male roommates.
He literally said this last night. Yes. Alex said this last night. You were like, no,
they
no wonder
changed the show.
You're catering to, like, all of the, like, early 20s, like, to early 30s men that watch this show.
Really?
Everything is, like, through that gaze.
Well, because, like, every like mid-20s guy, straight guy grew up. I had a friend in high school who wrote a love letter to Zoe Deschanel. A good friend who was a normal person. Sure.
It's the
he writes for the Gothamists now.
Oh my god. I know exactly who this is, and I'm so excited about it.
He writes a lot of stuff for them. You for sure read his work.
Oh,
He wrote a love letter to Zoe Deschanel.
I can't
believe that. The 500
Days of Summer made straight men go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was literally just in response to that.
And when the quirky girl had to leave for a few episodes, they brought on hot lady Megan Fox.
Yes, they literally had Megan Fox.
What? They got... You can't. You can't have both.
Yeah.
Like, is Cobb stuck in...
She's frozen. Loving it, though. I wonder what she's saying behind that, not freeze.
It's she. At least we lost her on a really happy moment.
Yeah.
Great.
She'll smile forever.
Do you guys have anything that you've been like, we have to do that before the end of quarantine?
I don't know if we really, like, I don't know if either of us have really, I've probably privately indulged in a little bit of that idea, but I think it's probably good that we haven't said that because it makes it real,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I
just want to live. I want us both to be alive by the end of this.
Yeah. Privately, I'm like, this is the time where I'm going to write my shitty triple album.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, no one needs to know about it. You don't need to know about that.
I don't want to know. I mean, I have my own like vague little goals about like reading and things like that, but for the most part, I'm just trying to like be realistic that like we're living through a pandemic. Like I don't expect myself to go above and beyond regarding anything.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
You know when this first started, like especially and I think like especially in my camp of like people I've grown up with or like follow on social media because of college or this or that. like everybody was like, you know, now's the fucking time. Like your entire life to put in, and it's going to be like the best thing ever. And you have to do something awesome with it or else you're like just wasting space.
Yeah, so true.
I was sort of getting sucked into that for like a split second. And I was like, all right, Clark, so I'm going to like organize my whole computer. I'm going to quit smoking cigarettes. I'm going to get in shape. And then you kind of got me to chill a little bit. Which I was like,
you need to calm down.
Yeah.
Some of those things might happen. Others definitely not.
I probably would have crashed after the week if not for your help with that.
Yeah, I will. You know, I think there are like pros and cons to every like living situation right now, but I'm like eternally grateful to live with somebody that I do not hate, who listens to me, who doesn't hate me and who I don't hate. That's real nice.
You have landed in so many places. Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like it would be interesting to like, I don't know, the second to last apartment I was in, I was with like a bunch of goons kind of. And like, maybe that would be like a chill way to spend this time. But like, I wouldn't make any great strides in like I was saying with the badges earlier, like we're productive as a couple.
Yeah.
Like whether,
there's a lot of stuff that I don't think I would have done or done well or like parsed through in a healthy way if you weren't here.
Yeah. Right on. Or if I was actually stuck like living with my parents, like so many people are right now. Yeah, geez.
Yeah, if you can get through this,
not good.
You can get through fucking anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Not super juicy. Like we haven't like had a big blowout lately. Or
we did about bagels.
Yeah. 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 Relationship to be going well.
This is not Joe Rogan.
The most annoying thing to do, first of all, dude literally just pulled out his nail clippers. I don't know why. Was playing with scissors earlier. I think you saw that. And has been like tearing apart the label to the bottle.
I'm a fidgeter. When I'm
me too.
Potting, I'm like,
does it have to be with scissors? I'm sorry.
That's so many.
I fear for my life. I'm like worried I'm gonna lose a finger.
I also got like, an exact
worst case I like lose a limb. Best case I like end up stepping on your toenail clippings. Honestly, not good. Chill the fuck out.
Everybody's gotta have a good multi-tool.
Yeah.
It's mine. Stop playing with it.
You're gonna go into the outdoors. You have to bring a good multi-tool.
He does this too a lot actually as a fidget where he'll pull every single tool out of the multi-tool. Like leave it around. Yeah. Like there aren't knives on the end.
So scary. It looks like Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, it's
terrifying.
It's freaking rad.
Well, guys, this has been so lovely. I think we're kind of coming up on an hour. Do you want to promote or plug if you know, like a band or if you want even more followers, we might be able to get you a few.
We've been talking about everybody follow Clark. Obviously, he's like kind of an influencer. Armin Hamill. Right? Any underscores?
I'm on it.
There's underscores, but each word. Arm underscore and underscore Hamill, but it's a pun on Armin Hammer. I made that my handle 5 years ago, and I've been trying to get Armin Hammer to sponsor me ever since. It hasn't happened yet, so if anybody knows anybody over at Armin Hammer, send them my way.
I'm gonna echo the sentiment of a lot of the places I've worked for in the past 2 years that like it's not meaningless to donate to a venue right now, like whether privately or owned or otherwise. Even like, man, I don't know if I should name places, but
yeah.
people, these places are having a hard time, and I'd like to have the vibe right when we get out of this. And also when we get out of this, I hope everybody realize how awesome live music is and that we as a society pay more for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be.
Can you turn that down a little bit?
Hell yeah.
Shout out to music.
We're going
to
need it now more than ever, as fucking corny as that sounds. I'm going to fucking go to Coachella after this.
And it, oh, shit. Any final questions for us?
I don't know. You guys got anything? No, you're too fucking happy.
I don't have anything. We wanted to plug...
Oh, yeah. We wanted to plug the Minnesota Feeding Fund. It's not enough. There's nothing we could say on this podcast that would be enough, but in memory of George Floyd and all the other countless black bodies who have been murdered by the police. It's givemn.org/organization Minnesota Freedom Fund. Challenge you to donate $15. How about that? More, obviously, if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Cobb.
Y'all got to stay watchful in Alabama, too. I want to let that story go away.
So donate. I guess we'll find a link for you to donate there, too. Or Google it.
Yeah. Cobb, thanks for having that link ready.
Absolutely.
Okay, Harry, anything to plug on your end up there?
No.